Welcome to our audio cast for this Friday, November 30th, from the Internet's General Aviation News Service and Magazine, avweb.com. Brought to you today by Aviation Consumer Magazine. Mike Blakeney reporting. And today we're speaking with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton. Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you.
This has been a big week. We've been chasing you all over this country.
Yeah, it has been a exhilarating but exhausting week.
Jack just returned from Bend, Oregon, where I guess they made the announcement to the local community and the Columbia folks there about the new purchase of the Columbia Aircraft Corporation. How'd that go for you?
Well, we had a great day yesterday after the auction was completed in Portland, Oregon, to arrive in Bend and be able to, one, introduce ourselves, but be able to talk to all of the employees at the former Columbia Aircraft, be able to answer some of their questions, allieve some of their fears. But most importantly, what was very rewarding was the reception that we got from the employees. It was a standing ovation in a hangar with over 450 people who now understand that their future is more secure than it has been in the very turbulent past that they've had.
Now, is that the plan to leave it in Bend?
Yes, we bought the asset with the full intent of recognition that not only were getting two great products, but we were getting a facility that had the know-how and capability to produce and deliver those airplanes. So that was critically important to us.
After it originally made the news that this was kind of in the works, Cirrus sort of came into the picture. How did that affect the negotiation process?
You know, we had began negotiations before it went into bankruptcy. So when it entered into bankruptcy, we had a letter of intent and then subsequently an asset purchase agreement that they viewed our offer as being the offer that they would like to accept and present it to the courts. The process then says that anybody else can enter and equal or better that offer that Cessna has in the auction process, which there were numerous other people who looked at the company. I think well over five or six people who did their own due diligence, of which Cirrus was certainly one of them, came in and looked and did their own analysis of and compared that to what our offer was and decided that our offer was really a fair and reasonable offer and one that they did not want to up the ante on. So I think it was a prudent assessment on Cirrus's part, and in the end they thought we were paying a fair price and they didn't want to pay more.
All right, so Columbia has two products, the 350 and the 400. That's, I understand, from the news releases, but for the benefit of our audio listeners, those are going to become the Cessna 350 and Cessna 400. Is that right?
That's correct. We are rebranding them effective December 5th, which is the day this deal will formally close, and all of the factory in Bend, Oregon will be rebranded with Cessna, and those two great products that they have today will be called the Cessna 350 and 400.
Does this development replace the Next Generation project?
No, it doesn't. We we believe we have a great portfolio of airplanes in the single-engine product range, starting with the 162 Skycatcher, now all the way up to the Cessna 400. If you looked at today's 172, 182, and 206, we have had a plan all along that at some point we would need to reinvigorate and refresh that product with the latest possible technology and the best manufacturing techniques. While we had contemplated would that full family of high-wing airplanes be competitive on a performance standpoint with the former Columbia 350 and 400, with now this acquisition, what we will focus more on is not having to compete directly from a performance standpoint, but again, refreshing those product lines.
You told us the local community welcomed you guys with open arms, as I can imagine. During this process, were the Columbia owners groups represented?
Well, there were. The Columbia owners group was represented at the auction in the court in Portland and Mass, mm-hmm. Which I've been in contact with for quite some time. We did have a customer who was taking delivery or getting ready to take delivery of a new Cessna. I think it was a 400 she was taking delivery of, mm-hmm. a 350. She was there also, and they are all extremely excited and supportive. And, you know, it's amazing of the airplanes that they have already delivered in their history. You know, quite a large number of them are former Cessna owners who migrated through our Cessna family but didn't have a place to go when they decided they wanted a longer-range, higher-performance airplane, mm-hmm. the Columbia. So they feel thrilled to be be back in the Cessna family because their prior experience was outstanding, and they know they're going to get the support and service that they were used to and can count on in the future.
Very good. All right. Jack, the other big news this week involving Cessna is that the 162 Skycatcher will be built overseas in China. Interesting. It comes right on the heels of a lot of bad press for China. How are you guys handling that perception?
Well, we're going to have to spend some time making sure that people understand the differences between people who are making mass-produced commodity goods for the toy industry and other industries versus a very regulated aerospace industry. Shenyang Aircraft Company, who is a very well-respected company that does a lot of work for Airbus and Boeing and other manufacturers, works to the same standards and processes and have the same audit and controls that we have here in the United States to be able to do that work. And on top of that, we will have Cessna employees on the ground as part of that process and audit control, and they'll work to our specifications with our input and oversight to ensure that everything goes as it would go anywhere else in an aerospace company. And, you know, I think for the average consumer, they aren't probably going to really understand that, but I believe most everybody in the aerospace industry recognizes we are a very regulated and controlled industry, and that's no different with our strategy intent with Shenyang. Mm-hmm. Our selection of Shenyang was we searched the world at other aerospace companies, and it came down to they really had the best process controls and the best quality and the best experience to be able to help us field this product at this very, very competitive price point.
Jack, is that what this is about, hitting that price point announced at Oshkosh last year?
It clearly is. When we felt that there was a market there, one of our recognitions was the market is there at a certain price point, and that we were going to have to be able to put together a strategy that allowed us, from a cost standpoint, to be able to field that. We worked initially on a business model that said, let's do a business as usual here so that we understand what that cost would be and what that potential price would be, and then said, now if we want to get to where the market is telling us we need to be, what are we going to have to do differently? And that's why we ended up where we ended up.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys going to deal with negative perceptions from the standpoint of the outsourcing of the jobs?
Well, it's outsourcing of a given program, but Cessna Aircraft Company, who's today at 15,000 employees worldwide, is growing to support our existing business and backlogs that we have to close to 1,500 employees next year. We're struggling to be able to fulfill the needs of our own hiring requirements here stateside, and certainly for that program, which from a revenue and profitability standpoint is not as significant and core to what we do, it is not going to have an impact. Cessna is hiring, not job loss. And it's a relatively few, a very small number of people required to for the Skycatcher program. Mm-hmm. I think the other piece of the perception issue that we will continue to work on is that essentially they're doing assembly work there. The components and pieces that make up that product are not, it has a Continental O200 engine, the Garmin avionics, and many, many other purchased and supplied parts that come from the existing supply base. So this is not, it's very different from a completely sourced program in China.
I see. All right, my last question is, when are we going to see a Cessna 350, a Cessna 400, and a Cessna Skycatcher on a ramp near us?
Well, the first Cessna 350 and 400s will begin delivering the week following December 5th. I believe there's one within the subsequent 5 to 7 days. There's three airplanes scheduled to come out of the Cessna Bend, Oregon factory, and with the Cessna logo on them at that time, which we're very excited about that. And then we are intending to deliver Skycatchers in mid to late 2009. You know, we're doing all the design and flight test and certification on the Skycatcher here in Wichita. We've flown the proof of concept airplane. We'll start flying the prototype here at the very beginning of 2008. Get through all the development, freeze the design, and then go into full-scale production.
Cessna CEO Jack Pelton. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. Comments on today's audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And as always, for breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For the Avweb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.